Blog Talk Radio.
Down before he make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, head of his mind. Hallelujah, he will lead and grow and have. I'll be, he will lead and grow and have. I'll be our Lord God, thou art made of heaven and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou art made of heaven and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Not in the southern God for thee. Not in the southern God for thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great counselor, mighty indeed. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee. In here we live, have room, and have our being. In here we live, and grow, and have our being. Make a joyful noise, send us to the Lord, tell of his might. Dance before him, make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell of his might. Hallelujah, he will live and grow and have our being. He will live and grow and have our being. Our Lord God, our spirit of heaven, and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by the outstretched arm. Not in his servant God for thee, not in his servant God for thee. O great and mighty God, I'm bound to the mighty deed, mighty deed. Not in. Absolutely nothing, not any student God for thee. Nothing, absolutely nothing, not any student God for thee. Not any student God for thee, not any student God for thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty deed, mighty deed. Not in, absolutely not in, it's to the God for him. If he will leave and grow and have, I'll be, if he will leave and grow and how I be. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell of his might. Dance before him, make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell of his might. Hallelujah, if he will be and grow and how. Our being, he will be and grow and have our being. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in him. He who knew the thing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was decided that I may now be saved. He was decided that I may now be free. He who knew the thing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in him. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He was despised that I may now be free. He was despised that I may now be saved. He who knew the thing was made to be sin for me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let thy redeemed of the Lord say so. Let thy redeemed of the Lord say so. Let thy redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Our God reigned, our God ruling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, he reigned in majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men. Let God arise in our lives and ministries, in our homes and families and marriages. God arise, O God, and let our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry, presenting the Rhema Bible class online. Tonight, I tell you, God is going to do a new thing in our lives. Everyone is welcome from the north, east, west, and south. Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, today we want to thank God for bringing us thus far. From January to December, we get ready for a new year, 2023. It's a glorious year, a blessed year, a victorious year. You know, we need to start laying our foundations for 2023. Some people are fasting and praying. Yes, that is good too. Some people are just speaking the word and declaring what God should do and what God will do. According to your faith be done to you. We are already laying foundation for 2023. And I tell you, it's going to be an explosive year, a victorious and triumphant and glorious year for all of us who are in Christ Jesus. We're going to enjoy what God is going to be doing. Hallelujah. So everyone is welcome. Tonight we're going to be talking about what we are because of Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ. What we are in this world, in life, because of Jesus. And this is a very important topic because the problem today is identity. People have not been able to identify their calling, their giftings, and who they are, what they are, what it stands for. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word today in the name of Jesus Christ. And it takes me to the days of David before Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, where David faced Goliath, David's elder brothers, in fact, even King Saul, he didn't like the idea of David coming into the battlefield, because David was a young boy who was taking care of his father's sheep, and he was filled with zeal. God's anointing was upon him. He was anointed in 1 Samuel 16, and now in 1 Samuel 17, Goliath was facing the Israelites, you know, trying to smash them. And David came to the very front of the battle. And King Saul was very worried. He said, David, little David, what are you doing here? he even mentioned to David, he said, David, we have a problem. You see this big Philistine Goliath? He is trying to overcome us, trying to intimidate us. We don't know how to conquer him. Saul was having all these problems. And so David said, listen to me. I have killed bears and lions with my empty hands. I've done that before. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is standing before us? Today I will cut the neck of the Philistine. I will give the body to the birds of the air, and I will shout the shout of victory. And David made the point very clear. I am not afraid. I'm not scared. I have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on my side, and I'm not intimidated. So David stood his ground, and he was able to address the occasion. He was able to stand up for the occasion. You, Goliath, you come against me with spears and bows and arrows. I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And that changed the battle. Goliath was not just fighting little David. He was fighting the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, the God that goes to war and conquers the enemies of God's people. And Goliath was cursing David in the name of his God. And David just invoked the Spirit of God, the Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the God of hosts, the God that goes to war and conquers the enemies of God's people. David just invoked that presence, and that changed the whole thing. So Goliath thought he was fighting a little David. Who don't know how to call him small boy, Jesus, now big man. Jesus na big man. Uno no am calling to my boy. Jesus na big man. Jesus na big man. Uno no am calling to my boy. Jesus na big man. Jesus na big man. Uno no am calling to my boy. Jesus na big man. Uno no am calling to my boy. Who did not know Jesus? We call him a small boy. He said, greater is he that is in thee than the devil that's in the whole world. So David, you know, put his identity. Greater is he that is in me. There is a God on the inside of me that is going to overcome this ugly situation. It's not me, little David. It is the God that is inside me. Greater is Jesus Christ that is inside us than the devil that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Man of God, you are welcome.
All right, thank you, Bishop.
Yeah, God bless you. Please, if you don't mind, read 1 John 4:4.
First John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Better is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen. 1 John 4:4. Greater is Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. See? It matters what you are made up of. What are you made up? What are you made up of? Welcome, woman of God, Professor Sneaky. God bless you. How are you doing?
By the grace of God. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bishop Akwa also on the line.
Oh, welcome. God bless you. Only that your... Oh, you are the 240463. Okay, yeah, I understand now. Yeah, Honorable Bishop Okona Kwawo, bless you, sir. I'm going to do a couple of minutes, just a few minutes, and then Bishop Okona Kwawo is going to take over. Let me just put a little, touch it a little bit. No.
That's all right.
So,
that's all right. As Bishop,
would determine what is going to happen. Say what we are because of Jesus Christ. There is a greater one on the inside that is helping us to overcome these situations and all these things that are happening. There is a greater one on the inside. And that is why we are all going to be victorious and triumphant and overcoming in the year 2023. Hallelujah. So our text, 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What we are because of Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, we have the righteousness of God, imputed righteousness, according to Romans chapter 9, is imputed. Abraham, you know, it was counted for him as righteousness. So his own righteousness is filling right. And then the Bible says our righteousness is filthy rags. So which righteousness do we have? We have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because our righteousness was counted as filthy rags. That's what the Bible said. The Bible said that the whole righteousness we have, the righteousness we have been able to produce by our own self, the Bible condemns it. The Bible says that your own righteousness has no place in the kingdom of God. There is a righteousness that God is giving you, and that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, imputed. Imputed righteousness. It's like when it's a honorary degree or honorary citizenship. You don't merit it, but it was given to you. It's a honorary citizen of the United States of America. honorary doctorate degree. You didn't study for it, but you are given a honorary presentation. It was presented to you. So all these things we got through Jesus Christ, his death, his living on earth for like 3.5 years, finally his death and crucifixion, all gave us what we are today because of him. I'm going to talk, okay, let me just tell you one or two points more. In Second Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Man of God, read Second Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen.
Oh, no. Sorry, please. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.
Yes. Amen. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. See? All this we are because of Jesus Christ, not because of us. See? We can't do anything special, but God shows us his people a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. This is what we are because of Jesus Christ. And let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6.
And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
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 He has made us kings and priests. Christ has made us. In fact, that statement is mentioned 2 times. It's repeated in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. That same statement is repeated in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. It says, Christ has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth with him. Christ has made us to become kings and priests on earth to rule and reign with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hey, it's a great promotion. When Jesus came to this world and lived for 33.5 years, suffered and died, you know, on the cross, he said it is finished. He completed the work of salvation, the work of redemption, the work of deliverance, the work of healing. He completed all on Golgotha Hill. And if you look at the things he did, he accomplished for all. He said, Christ has made us. See, that statement read 2 times, Revelation 1 verse 6, and then Revelation 5 verse 10. It's repeated. Each time something is repeated in the scriptures, know that it is very, very, very important. Christ has made us kings and priests. It's a great promotion. Oh, it's a great promotion. Ah, because of Jesus, we are now kings. We are priests. And we are kings. In this part of the world, they don't know much about kings. If you go to England and see a queen of England, or the king of England, or go to Africa and see the authority in a king. He said, this is the king. This is the Oba of Benin. This is the Olubada of Ibadan. This is the king of Ife. This is the Obong of Calabar. Is that not the Obong of Calabar? When you go to those places and see how powerful a king is, and then the picture says Christ has made us, we Christians, we believers, we servants of God, who are in Christ Jesus, he has made us to be kings and priests right here on earth. Just because we are following Jesus, just because we have Jesus, just because Jesus lives in us, just because we have Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and following Jesus Christ, all these things is what we are because of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want our Honorable Bishop, our Father in the Lord, Honorable Bishop Okuna Kwago, to share with us maybe 20 or 30 minutes or 35 or whatever before I come in again. Over to you, the man of God, Honorable Bishop Okuna Kwago of the Christ Evangelical Ministries. Let him give us what God has laid in his heart today. Over to you, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, man of God, Archbishop Diokoro,
yes,
and
sir.
As many as listen to have dialed in for the program tonight. It's a privilege for me to be part of what God is doing. This is a great ministry. And often people think unless you have thousands of followers, that's when God is moving. This is a great work. And I'm so proud of what God is using our brother to do, to touch lives. And as many as have learned, dialed in today, I have personally been blessed. I'm sorry that I couldn't come in at 5 exactly. I have been blessed listening to the messenger of God share that. Actually, I'm not going to say much because he has already shared so much within the time that I have listened. And it is unfortunate that so many people in this day and time do not know who they are in Christ and what God has made them into. When we go back to the book of beginning, that's when you read the book of Genesis. The Bible makes it very clear that God created us in his own image. In his own image. And even as he created man in his own image, man was meant to live eternally. And to live and to please God, and everything was good. We all know how man fell. That is not what my focus is on tonight. But let us know that in Christ Jesus, whatever estate had been lost through the first Adam, in Christ Jesus, the second Adam, there's a restoration. And Jesus himself made it very clear that his kingdom is not of this world. That is, he meant that this particular creation of God, the planet, the universe, and all the things, these are temporary. But his kingdom is an eternal kingdom. But when he operated on this planet as God-man, he was operating as a king, a priest, a prophet, the Son of God, no less than God, even though he was flowing and operating as a human being also. But he demonstrated the authority and the power of heaven here on earth, which therefore means that he came to really not just show us the way, but to restore that which had been lost. And like the man of God said earlier, we who have become the sons and the daughters and the children of God have the authority of heaven. Not just the authority, but we have become the citizens of the eternal family of God. And if we have become those members and citizens, sons and the daughters of the Most High God, while we are living here on the temporary residence here on earth, how do we have to live? What are we showing forth now as a restored people? When we go to John chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says there, as many as received him, to them gave he right, the power, the authority, to be the sons and the daughters of the Most High God, or the children of God, which therefore means this right of sonship is not limited to the male. It's not limited to the female only. It is limited. It is for all of the creation of God that have come to believe and have been born into the family of God. Just like 2 Corinthians chapter 5 makes very clear, I think in verse 17, that those of us that have been born into the family of the Lord God, we have become a new creation. And this right of sonship is not only to special men of God. The power and the authority is meant for all the believers. The right of citizenship is meant for all that have come to believe. If you become born again today, right from that moment, you have all the right and the authority and the endowment and the power of heaven, which therefore means that we can therefore start to operate as children of the Most High God. And we can therefore demonstrate the excellency and the majesty and the glory of our God through the lives that we live. And in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord himself made it very clear that we are the salt and the light right here on earth. You are the light. What light are we showing? The eternal light that demonstrates the excellency and the glory and the power of our God while we are living in this temporary place of residence. And the Apostle Paul says that within us and within this earthen vessel is the glory of the Most High God. When the man of God was speaking earlier, he mentioned that according to 1 John, that he that is not is greater.
Are you Paul? I have books.
Than every other thing, which means God, who has restored us through Jesus Christ, abides in the inside of us and has transformed every believer to being that son and the daughter of the Most High God that would flow in the excellency and the power of our God and the glory of our God, which therefore means that all of the virtues of our God is endowed in the insight of the believer, so that we can therefore start to show forth the virtues of the true God and the character of God, the conduct of God. God cannot endow and live within us his excellency and his person, and yet we would not therefore live as the children of the Most High God, which therefore means, like the man of God said earlier, godliness must prevail in our lives. When we become the sons and the daughters of the Most High God, we're no more living by our own ability. We live by the ability of God. He therefore starts to grant us the ability to be able to live lives that are pleasing to God. And so when we talk about righteousness that has been imputed to us, it's no more a hard thing to do, because he is the one that is living and helping us to live that life. But when we try to live it on our own, that's when it becomes difficult. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 5 to verse 6, the Bible makes it very clear that each one of us who have come to believe have been adopted. Adopted. When I look at the word adopted, oh, it blows my mind, God's people. And some of us are so much into this thing of, oh, well, I'm a natural son of my father. Let me explain something here about adoption. Yeah. When my father married my mother, and through the union of the two, children were born. That happened because of the natural way of bringing children into the world. They didn't have what type of son and daughters they would have. But guess what? When we go for and adopt children, somebody, you go and look at the particular child out of so many children, and you say, this is the one that I'm adopting. That particular child becomes your child. It's no more different from the one that you birthed naturally, but you actually made a choice. You selected. There's something about that particular child that you and me must have said, I love this peculiarity. I love this child where he looks. This is the one that I'm adopting. So What am I really trying to say? When the scripture says that God actually chose us, elected my brothers and sisters, that blows my mind. That an all-perfect God that is complete in everything would reach out to a fallen man who would respond and say, I am adopting you. So, to me, the adoption even makes me so much of a greater son of the Most High God, because he looked at me and looked at each one of you and said, I am adopting this one. Lastly, what I want to emphasize also, the man of God already talked about and Kings, so I'm not going to talk about that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 to verse 21, I know the man of God talked about verse 21, but look at what verse 20 there says. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we'll read it so that we hear from the scriptures directly. It says clearly here that in verse 20, it says that, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. We are Christ's ambassadors. When the Lord has welcomed us into his family as his children, he makes us now his replica. We stand up and speak for him. We represent him. We don't have to go around with our heads bowed and burying our heads as the ostrich would do. Please, I'm not saying this so that we go around flapping our wings and becoming so proud and not operating in humility. No man or woman of God that is truly called of God would have an arrogant and proud spirit despises down on other people. Even if they do not believe, it is not a place to despise and look down on them. The only thing, we don't have to copy their ways of life. We don't have to live like them, because we are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. We are the sun and the light. We are meant to bring the transforming power of God into manifestation, even in this planet. And the Bible says here, we are Christ's ambassadors. It means we are the representative of God. We are meant to be the mouthpiece of Jesus. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his body. In fact, we are his body, that he dwells in the inside of us. He dwells inside the church of God. And so if he has to speak, he would speak through the people of God. When he speaks through the people of God, it's not going to be different from when what he would speak on his own. We are a prophetic people who would have to hearken to the true voice of God and be able to be used of God to speak for the Lord our God as ambassadors here on earth, to represent him on earth and to demonstrate the excellency of his glory. Anybody that is an ambassador in the literal world represents the nations and has all the authority and the power of the government that he or she is representing. And so God's people, how dare we who are ambassadors of Christ allow the ungodly to define for us who we are? We don't have to go around boasting and competing and trying to seek accolades from them. But we know who we are and who God has made us into. And so the children of God ought to be able to stand up and in humility, submissive unto the Lord God, but not go around with their heads buried as ostrich would do. Not ashamed of our calling and our making and who God has made us into. Not ashamed of the very one that has called us and has made us into becoming his sons and daughters. So many of God's people have become insecure. And because of that insecurity, they try to overprove everything to the ungodly. We don't have to prove anything to any man, but we have to demonstrate who we are in Christ to the glory of his name. That's what I felt like sharing as we talk about what Christ has made us into. Thank you, man of God, for allowing me to share a little bit of these insights.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory for that. You know, enlightenment, I tell you, no man knows it all. We're sharing it. You know, in fact, next weekend, we're going to have so many men and women of God coming in. We're going to be talking about marriage today. What is happening to marriage today? What's going on with marriage? That's going to be next weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And so many men and women of God are going to be sharing, because one person alone does not know everything. Iron sharpens iron. We are learning from one another, and we are all putting it all together to move forward. So we thank our Honorable Bishop Okona Kwabo for blessing us with the Word of God tonight. We're going to continue from there. Use the word Christ ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. You know, that is a very important point. We are ambassadors. We are representing Jesus Christ right here on earth. We are Christ ambassadors. It is very important. So we should be like Christ. We should behave like Jesus and act like Jesus and talk like Jesus and act like Jesus and do everything like Jesus. That's the ambassadors, because we are ambassadors of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Because of Jesus, we are ambassadors of Christ. We represent God right here on earth. God told Moses, I will make you a God to Pharaoh. Oh, yes, we are made in the image and in the likeness of God. We are made like God. You know, these are very important points he has made clear to us. So we're going to continue from there. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Man of God, please read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Soldiers of Christ. But it describes us as soldiers of the cross. We are soldiers. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
Yes.
No man, it said, no man that weareth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Amen.
Amen. Yes, because of soldiers of Christ. We are soldiers, soldiers of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we shall conquer. We are soldiers, soldiers of the cross. In the name of Jesus, we have conquered, soldiers of Christ.
Amen.
You know, we are no weaklings. The other day, somebody was talking about the Crusaders. The Crusaders. They wrote about the Crusaders. So I was reading about the Crusaders. It was, you know, these people took over North Africa and turned it to other religions. And then they killed a lot of Christians in North Africa and established their religions, other religions there. So this group of Christians, they call themselves the Crusaders. They are Christians, but they were more militant. They became militants. And they decided to knock down the enemy. And of course they did. It's in history. The Crusader. Go and read about the Crusader. He thought that Christians we are no mediocre. We are no runaway. The Bible calls us soldiers. Do you know that Joshua, if you read the history of Joshua in the Bible, Joshua was a military commandant. In the days of Joshua, he became military. Joshua was a military commandant who led Israelites into the land of promise. It was a conquest. They had to conquer Jericho and take over. And then move on to Ai, and then move into the land of promise. Wherever the souls of your feet are trod, God has given unto you. That's what God was telling Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, God was telling Joshua, wherever the souls of your feet are trod, I have given to you. So in the days of Moses, it was the prophet Moses delivering Israel and bringing them to the land of promise. Now, Moses was not going to do all the whole job, but Moses stopped somewhere on Mount Nebo. And then Joshua had to continue from where Moses stopped. But if you read the history of Joshua, Joshua was a military commandant. And he led the Israelites to conquer the land of promise and take it. It was not an easy task. You know, so the Bible calls us soldiers of the cross. We are soldiers of Christ. We are no mediocres. We are no runaway. We are no, how do we call it? Oh, we are no weaklings. Read through the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. There is nowhere in the scripture where God describes Christians as weaklings. There is nowhere in the Bible where God describes the believers as mediocre, runaway people. No. The Bible describes the Christians as overcomers. Look at the words used for us. Overcomers. More than conquerors. Today, as I was making research about this topic, I found out that the word overcomers, the word overcomers occurred in the Bible over 300 times. Overcomers. He that overcometh, to him will the kingdom be given to. See, overcome evil with good. Overcome. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Overcome. That word was being used to describe the Christian. Another word that was used is lion. In Proverbs 28, it said, the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues. The righteous are bold as lions. The wicked flee when no one pursued. So the word lion was used to describe a Christian, to describe the believer, to describe the man of God, to describe the woman, to describe the lion. See Proverbs 28 verse 1. He said, the righteous, they are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues them. You see how they describe, you see how the Bible describes the Christian, the believer, the servant. See how God is describing us. He said, we are more than conquerors. Romans 8, 37. Please, man of God, read Romans 8, 37. Say, we are more than conquerors. Romans 8, 37. Read that for us.
Romans 8, 37.
Yes.
Romans 8, 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors. All these things that are happening, you know, that is, it began with neither death nor nakedness nor peril. None of these things, nor hunger, shall separate us from the love of Christ. Then he now said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. A conqueror is one who goes to war and fights, wins the victory, and brings it home. But more than conqueror is the one who victory was given to. Let me describe it this way. The boxer goes to fight in the ring, defeats the opponent, and then brings millions of dollars home. Who is waiting at the house? His wife and children are waiting for him at the house. The wife and children did not go to the ring to fight. No. But the boxer went into the ring, fought, defeated the opponent, and then came home with millions of dollars for the family. So who is the more than conqueror? The wife and the children, they are more than conquerors. The Bible calls us more than conquerors. He said, we are more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8, verse 37, which means Jesus has gone to fight for, Jesus has gone to defeat our enemy. Jesus has gone to overcome Satan and all his cohorts, and Jesus has brought victory to us. That's why he said, it is finished. The battle is over. I have done it, and I have completed it. So we are more than conquerors because of Jesus Christ. We are not the ones who went to the battlefield. Jesus went for us. And he conquered sin and conquered sickness and conquered evil and conquered. We conquer Satan. We conquer demons. We conquer. Principalities in the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We conquer Satan. We conquer demons. Why? There is one who is conquering for us. Even when David saved Goliath, David made it clear. He said, you Goliath, you are not fighting me. You are fighting the God of Israel, the God that answered by fire. The God that Prophet Elijah called a consuming fire. You are fighting a consuming fire. You are not fighting me. And Goliath was declared the loser from the beginning. So he cannot even win at all. How can you fight God and win? How can you fight God? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody who can battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord. Nobody. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God. Oh, no, 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 no. I see my brother Judah, Dr. Judah, way away. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Oh no, they're not going. Oh no, they're not going to have. Okay, they're not going to have. Oh, brother Judah. Oh, just great. Oh, just great. What was it in other day, honey? Nobody can fight God. You know, you can't fight God and win. Nobody can fight God. That's what it, you know, we are talking about. Eh? Where did we start? We said, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Then we said, greater is Jesus that is in me now than the devil that is in the world. If there is Jesus inside me that is greater than the devil, then who are you? Who are you fighting? You have to fight Jesus that is in me. Jesus is already in me, and you are fighting the Jesus that is in me. You can't even win that battle at all. Hey, Jesus don't promote us. He don't upgrade us. He don't lift us higher than. Eh? He didn't. He made us kings and priests. He made us soldiers of Christ. He made us to be more than conquerors. And now, overcome. You know, John 16, verse 33. Please read them. John chapter 16, verse 33. Overcomers. Christ has made us overcomers. You know, because of Jesus, we are overcomers, not because of our mind, not because of our strength. Because of Jesus Christ, we are overcomers. Yes. Read John chapter 16, verse 33.
33. 16, 33. John 16, 33.
Yes.
John 16:33. This thing I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have in the world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen.
Amen. Faith
Amen.
Is the victory that overcometh the world. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. We are overcomers not because of our strength, not because of our power, by might we couldn't prevail, but the Jesus Christ in us helps us to overcome ugly situations. Ugly situations. You know, there are times there's no food, there's no water, there's no, you don't even have the money to meet up all the bills and so on. See, these are ugly situations. But Jesus in you is the hope of glory. See, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Because we have Christ, we have hope. Because we have Christ in us, we are of him in whom we live, in him we have our being. Apostle Paul said, whose I am and whom I serve, the Jesus Christ whom I serve. Hey, I like that. The seven forms of fever, they saw the Apostle Paul casting out devils and healing the sick and raising the dead. So these seven forms of fever, the Bible says they went and got a madman, and they were also to cast out devils from the man. And the Bible says the man turned around and beat them up. The madman beat them up. See, because these seven forms of fever, they don't have Christ in them. And you want to go and cast out devils. How can you cast out devils when you don't have Christ in you? You don't have, you know, the glory of God is not for the blood of Jesus is not there. You are not equipped for it. You are not anointed to do that. And it made all the difference. The madman turned on them and began to beat them up. And they had to run away. You see? But the apostle Paul, the man who has Christ in him, the man who is anointed by God, the servant of God, the pastor, the evangelist, the missionary, the apostle, the prophet, the bishop, you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because of Jesus, you can perform. You can do things because of Jesus. We can face tomorrow because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone. Because I know my future. My life is worth living because he lives. Because Jesus lives, we are going into 2023. Because Jesus lives, we can face 2023. Because Jesus lives, we don't care whether there is inflation, prices of things have gone up, there is economic recession, there is people are being driven from jobs, and all these things, we don't care. Jesus is alive. Because he's alive, we can face tomorrow. It doesn't matter what is happening. You know, once upon a time, Jesus was traveling on a boat. Jesus was traveling on a boat across the sea with his disciples. And the Bible says that Jesus was tired. So he lay down in the boat, was just trying to get some rest because he was tired. After ministering to so many people, he was tired. So Jesus was just resting inside the boat. And the disciples were pulling the boat, you know, trying to go across to the other side, trying to cross the sea. And all of a sudden, the Bible says, the winds became turbulent and the boat was being rocked. And it was like water was coming into the boat, trying to capsize the boat. And Peter shouted, Master Jesus, wake up! Master Jesus, wake up! The boat is almost capsizing. Jesus, help us! Careth not that we perish. And Jesus woke up. And I know Jesus must have laughed at the disciples. Jesus must have laughed at the disciples. Jesus must have laughed at the disciples. He must have laughed at them. Why? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is inside this boat. And you still think that this boat is going to capsize? And that is what it is with a lot of people. Jesus Christ, the greater one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is in the boat of your life. He's in the boat of your family. He's seated there in your home, in your family, in your finances, in your job, in your business. Jesus is seated right there as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And you still think that this boat is going to capsize. Jesus was at last at the disciples. This boat, it can never capsize because the King of Kings is in this boat. Before you know you come, will you do grow our you? Brother Jude. Before you know you come, will you do grow our you? Oh, wow, brother. Oh, wow, 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 wow. You come. Okay, fly to my room. Where you do blow out yo. Let me sing you one more time. Oh, wow, brother. Oh, wow, wow, this song is in Urobo. Let us sing Wari Nigeria. This song says, do not be worried, do not be afraid, because Jesus is the captain of your boat. That's what the song is saying. Jesus is the captain of your boat. Jesus is the captain of your boat. Then you will get to your destination. So don't be worried. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry, I don't care, I know that God is on my side. His rod and his staff, oh, they comfort me. I don't worry, I don't care, I know that Jesus is on my side. I don't worry, I don't care, I know that God is on my side. I don't worry, I don't care, I know that God is on my side. His rod and his staff, oh, they comfort me. Are you going to be worried? We are getting ready for 2023. And a lot is being said in the news. They are saying all kind of things, negative things. Will you care? Will you care? Will you worry? If you worry, then you are not praying. Why worry when you can pray? Trust in Jesus, he knows thy way. Don't be a doubting Thomas, but trust upon his promise. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? Why worry, when you can pray? Trust in Jesus, he knows thy way. Don't be a doubting Thomas. But trust upon his promise. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? Why worry, when you can pray? Trust in Jesus, he knows that we don't be a doubting Thomas. But trust upon his promise. Why worry, 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 when you can pray? Why worry, when you can pray? If you can pray, don't worry. If you don't can worry, then don't pray. The two things don't meet. Those two things don't meet. Okay, we have about 3 points more. We are the apple of God's eye. Psalm 17, verse 8. Someone read that for us. You are the apple of God's eye. Psalm 17, verse 8. Someone read that for us. Psalm 17, verse 8.
Yeah, Psalm 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Amen.
Yes. You see, King David was praying that prayer, and he meant it. Keep me at the apple of the eye. You know, covering the apple, covering your eye, the eyelid is protecting the apple. So each time something wants to pierce the eyelid will blink so that the eye is not touched. You see, we are the apples of God's eye. That's how the Bible describes us. Psalm 17, verse 8. You see, keep me as the apple of your eye. So we Christians, we believers, we servants of God, we are the apple of God's eye, which means it's difficult to get to us. It's difficult. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. 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 I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. We are redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We receive the Abrahamic blessing, the Abrahamic covenant upon our lives, our homes, our families. Oh, yes, that's what God says about us. See, we have been redeemed by the blood. We have been brought back from the kingdom of Satan and translated into his marvelous light. That's what you are because of Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we are redeemed people. We are bought back. The word redeemed means bought back. You have been bought over by God. He has paid for you by the blood of Jesus. God paid for you to be saved, to be redeemed, to be brought out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the light of God. So we are redeemed. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. That is, we have been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for us to be saved. You know, he has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. Yes, these are the many things that God has done for us. We're going to continue this tomorrow. We're going to draw the curtain here tonight. It's a special class tonight. That's why we exceeded the time. But by the grace of God, we might just keep the time tomorrow. But I tell you something good about this topic tonight, what we are in Christ, what we are because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, we are redeemed. Because of Jesus, we are saved, we are healed, we are delivered, we are blessed, we are prospering, we are in good health, even if our souls prospering. In him we live, in him we have our being. Acts 17, let's round up with it. Please read the Acts of Apostles chapter 17, verse 28. Acts of Apostles chapter 17, verse 28, we're going to round up with this. Get ready to pray right now. Acts of Apostles chapter 17, verse 28. It says, for in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. In Christ, look at it, Acts 17, verse 28, in Christ we live, in Christ we move, in Christ we have our being. Without him, we can do nothing. I tell you, because of Jesus, we can face tomorrow. We're going to pray right now. We're going to tell God, thank you, Lord, because you have done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I receive all that you did for me on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. I appropriate it into my life. I receive and I accept Christ as my Redeemer and Lord. And everything Jesus did for me on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago, I receive them and I appropriate them into my life and into my family. You see, it is very important we pray this prayer. So I'm going to sing this song and then we shall go into the prayer. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in him. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So let us pray now and appropriate what Jesus did for us on Calvary tree. Let's receive them, appropriate them into our lives so that it will be real, you know, of what Jesus did for us on Calvary tree. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Wherever you are in any part of the world, join us in this prayer. It is very important whether you are joining on Facebook, Twitter, Link, YouTube, or any of the social networking media. I want you to join this prayer, even those on phones and so on. Wherever you are, this is the prayer we must pray. God, we are appropriate into our lives. We receive the finished work of grace, the finished work of Christ on Calvary tree. We receive them and we appropriate them into our lives. You are what you say we are. We have what you say we have. And we can do what you say we can do. Yes, let's begin to receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. You are what God says you are. You are what God says you are. You are a winner, you are not a loser. You are what God says you are. Yes, and I do what it is through Christ that strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Yes, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Yes, we receive, we receive, we receive all that Jesus did for us on Calvary. We receive them, we are consecrated to our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. In Rabasa, we are what God says we are. We have what God says we have. We can do what God says we can do. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you,
Lord.
Glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed in our lives, all that you have for us. We are what God says we are. We can do what God says we can do. And we have what God says we have. Thank you. Thank you. and being a part of this program. God bless you all. Jesus loves you. And we all love you. We say God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
God bless you. How's your sister doing? Oh, by the grace of God, she's doing well.
All right.
Yeah, thank God.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Bishop. I see you.
All right.